investigative reporter Tim Novak at the Chicago Sun-Times, searching for a direct Obama-Rezko tie, exposed the fact that Obama wrote letters to city and state officials supporting his political patron Rezko's successful bid to get more than $14 million from taxpayers to build apartments for senior citizens. The letters appeared to contradict statements from Obama that he never did any favors for Rezko. Yet Obama's campaign characteristically denied Obama had been involved in working at the law firm for Rezko or his rehab projects. The senator, relatively inexperienced in this kind of work, was assigned to tasks appropriate for a junior lawyer. Robert Gibbs, a spokesman for Obama's presidential campaign, wrote in an email to the Sun-Times, "To sum it up," Gibbs wrote, "Senator Obama does not remember having conversations with Tony Rezko about properties that he owned or specific issues related to those properties." Investigative reporter Novak was not convinced. Obama, who has worked as a lawyer and a legislator to improve living conditions for the poor, took campaign donations from Rezko, even as Rezko's low-income housing empire was collapsing, leaving many African-American families in buildings riddled with problems, including squalid living conditions, vacant apartments, lack of heat, squatters, and drug dealers. Novak cited one particular Rezko-owned property, noting, "For more than 5 weeks during the brutal winter of 1997, tenants shivered without heat in a government-subsidized apartment building on Chicago's South Side. While Rezko and Mehru could not find the money to get the heat back on, Rezmar came up with $1,000 to give to the political campaign of Barack Obama, the newly elected state senator whose district included the unheated building." Obama objected to the Sun-Times attempt to tie him to Rezko, arguing that bootstrapping 5 or 6 hours of work that I did as an associate at a law firm was not equivalent to him helping a slum lord. The Sun-Times stressed to Obama that their questions were never so much about the number of hours Obama worked on the Rezko case, but why he continued to work for a law firm that had Rezko as a client. Though many of Rezko's projects were in Obama's district, Obama did nothing while Rezko used substandard or otherwise cheap materials in his rehabs and failed to save enough money to provide necessary repairs. Obama had no answer except to say, "I read the story. I understand the argument you're making." There is no record that Illinois State Senator Obama ever so much as placed a speech in the record objecting to the public housing practices perpetrated in his district by Tony Rezko, let alone calling for an Illinois Senate investigation of Rezko and his business practices. But the story of Obama's involvement with Rezko does not end there. When a prestige house across the street from Tony Rezko's came on the market, Rezko must have thought it was just perfect for Barack and Michelle Obama and their two daughters. The house was evidently perfect, a 96-year-old multi-story, 6,400-square-foot brick Georgian Revival home with 4 fireplaces, 6 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, glass door bookcases fashioned from Honduran mahogany, and a wine cellar large enough to store 1,000 bottles. The house was situated on a large double corner lot, with the vacant lot adjoining the home at the street corner. With a foot-tall concrete barrier and a wrought iron fence surrounding the property, there was no access to the vacant lot except through Obama's driveway,